Seven to the dock. Seven to the dock. When I was in high school, I worked at Dillard's Department Store. And if there was one announcement I hated to hear, it was seven to the dock. Because it meant that I had to go a-running. I had to leave whatever I was doing and go to the dock to find out what it was, what disaster, what nightmare, what unwanted chore did Jay, my boss, have in store for me. Seven to the dock, seven to the dock. It was a call that I did not want to hear. It was a call that I did not want to answer, but I had to answer it and answer it quickly. It might be trash to be emptied in the women's department. It might be a mess to clean up on the floor with a broken bottle of perfume. It might be children having destroyed some display in the toy department. It might be a bathroom needing cleaning. Seven to the dock. Seven to the dock. It was a call I did not want to hear. Today, I often look at my phone when it rings and I see calls I want to hear, calls I want to take. When my friend Tom calls me, I know I'm going to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes worth of good talking in. Sometimes it's just sharing what we're going to do next Sunday. Sometimes it's arguing over the theology of a particular passage of Scripture. Sometimes it's commiserating over situations and problems. Sometimes it's him offering me advice or me offering him advice. But when Tom's name comes up on my caller ID, it's a call I want to receive. The calls we want to receive and the calls we don't want to receive. The good calls and the bad calls. The joyful calls and the painful calls. It's those calls that are hard, difficult, demanding, painful, frightening, that we don't want to get. The call at 3 o'clock in the morning from a church member whose husband is sick and she is injured and needing help. The call to go to a hospital. The call to go to a family who has lost a loved one. It's never easy. It's those calls that demand that we do something that we're going to look at today, a special call, an important call. A call that Jesus has for the disciples and has for us, his disciples, today. Come and see, he said. They were following him. John the Baptist, their leader, had told them, there goes the Lamb of God. And so they were following Jesus, and Jesus turns, asks what they're doing, and they say, we want to know where you're staying. Interesting response. And he says, come and see. An even more interesting answer. Come and see. Come and view. Come and perceive. Come and experience. Come and hear. Come and taste. Come and drink. Come and know. Come and participate. Come and work. Come and play. Come and worship. Come and rejoice, come and give thanks, come and see. That phrase, that word, see, has all of those meanings. I'm going to teach you a Greek word today. It's the hardest Greek word to learn because it's a verb, and when you conjugate it, it changes. The word is orao. And when I was taking Greek in first and second year Greek, I can remember Dr. Eford, my Greek professor, saying that the word orao, which means to see or to view, can be one of the most difficult words in Greek. Because when you conjugate it, it changes its letters. In fact, sometimes not a single letter of ora'o is left when you put it into accusative, for instance, or into aorist tense. Simple past, advanced past, into future, doesn't matter. When you change the tense and you change the person, sometimes the whole word changes. And I can remember he gave us a hint. If you're ever trying to parse a word in a Greek examination, and you're trying to figure out what word is that, and you can't figure out what the infinitive or the first person in derivation of that word is, if you ever have a question and you can't figure it out and you've exhausted all your time and time is almost up and you've got to turn in your test, put down ora'o, and 9 times out of 10 it's right. And he was right. It saved my behind on several Greek exams. Oh, well, I can't figure this one out. Ora'o. And it'd be checked. The word has many derivations. Depending on its context, it can look completely different. And it has many meanings. I wrote down some extra meanings in that list that I gave you. It means to take responsibility for causing something to happen. It means to organize and acquire information. It means to create or establish a perception. It means to give special note or attention to something and involve yourself in that something. It means to experience. It means to help. Or as I said, to view, perceive, experience, hear, taste, drink, know, participate, work, play, worship, rejoice, give thanks, see. In other words, come and see means come and involve yourself in the wholeness of what it means to be a child of God. Come and see means to come and be involved in, participate in what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to follow Jesus in all that it means. It can be tempting to sit in these chairs Sunday after Sunday and do nothing. One of the hard things about a smaller congregation is that you really can't get away with doing nothing. You get singled out and asked to do stuff all the time. Isn't that right? That's a good thing. Big churches, the big problem with big churches is you can hide. You can sneak in, be an undercover Christian, sneak in, get in that back pew, not be seen, get out before anybody gets back to you. You can sneak in and sneak out. Smaller church like this, you got to be involved. You've got to come and see. You've got to come and participate. You've got to come and be involved. You've got to come and experience the life of a Christian, the life of a disciple. And that's exactly what Jesus was saying to his disciples. Come and see. Come and see, experience, be involved in, participate. Take into yourself all that it means to be a disciple. We, all of us, have heard a call at some point in our lives to come and see, to come and be involved in the life of the church, to come and be involved in the life of the family of faith, to come and involve ourselves in living the gospel message, in proclaiming the good news, in becoming the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and the lips of Jesus to a broken and hurting world. Each and every one of us at some point in our lives have been called to come and see. I was thinking about the first time I ever heard the call to come and see, to be involved in the family of God. It was 1970. Wow. That was 40 years ago. That makes me feel old. It was 40 years ago. And we had gone with Walnut Hill United Methodist Church, my mother and I had gone to participate in the very first thing ever to happen at Old Texas Stadium. That was a Billy Graham crusade. And mother sang in the choir. And so I went with her and I played on the ground on the floor in front of her seat. And I was told, now when we stand up to sing, we want you to stay down on the floor so no one can see you and be quiet. But you can play down there. And I sat there and colored and played with puzzles and just had a good time. And I can remember going back to the church that night after it was all over with, and we were on a bus. And I remember asking Mom what we had done and why we had gone to Texas Stadium that night and why we listened to that guy talk and why Mother and the other people were singing. And the lady sitting in front of us was Mrs. Hill. Mrs. Hill was my Sunday school teacher. And she turned around and looked down at me, and I remember looking up at her, and I have this vivid memory of looking up at Mrs. Hill, and she's looking down at me, and I just asked, why did we do that today? Why did we go and do this? And she said, we went to sing about Jesus and be part of helping others see and know Jesus. That was the first time I ever heard that I could do something to help others see and know Jesus. That was the first time that I ever heard the call, come and see, come and be a part of, come and experience what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. When did you first hear the call? When did you first hear the call, come and see? Many of us grew up in churches. We heard the call when we were children. We heard it from our parents. We heard it from our teachers in Sunday school classes. We heard it from preachers. We heard it from friends. We heard it in singing hymns and hearing scriptures read and listening to sermons. We heard it in youth groups. We heard it playing. We heard it serving. We all heard it in many different ways, in many different places. Just like that word arao can change its formation and has multiple meanings, so also how we can hear and know and experience the call of Jesus to come and see encounters us, impresses us, impacts us differently. Some hear it as adults, some hear it as children. Some can identify an exact moment. Others look at many moments over time when they were called by God to come and see. When were you called to come and see? When were you called to be a disciple of Jesus? When were you called to become the hands and the feet and the lips, the eyes and the ears of Christ? When did Jesus call you and tell you to come and see? I want you to consider that today as you come to the table of the Lord. As you kneel in prayer, as you receive the elements, I want you to consider where and how you have been called to be a disciple of Jesus. Are you acting on that call? Are you living that call? Are you coming and seeing? Are you participating and experiencing the life of Christ? Are you expressing the love of God to all whom you meet? Are you reaching out a hand to all you meet? When you meet others in the grocery store, are they seeing and having an opportunity to experience the gospel in you? Where are you living out your calling as a disciple to come and see? Ask yourself that question today as you kneel in prayer and receive the elements. Ask yourself that question and open yourself to the calling of Christ to come and see again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries.
Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved.
For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.